This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, once again, higher prices don't seem to have scared off buyers in cotton. For the week ending February 4th, exports booking another 275,000 bales of upland cotton. Now, sales also well distributed across several destinations. China, the largest buyer, followed by Turkey, Vietnam, Pakistan, and South Korea. Sales for the new crop dominated by Vietnam, where mills purchased over 154,000. Bells. Now, over the past week, quite a bit of information in there for cotton traders to absorb. USDA out with their February World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report last Tuesday, largely as expected, with USDA increasing U.S. exports by 250,000 bells and lowering U.S. ending stocks to 4.3 million bales. Some traders and analysts voiced frustration USDA didn't make another small cut to the U.S. production. Now, National Cotton Council on Thursday at their general session included their planting intention survey and the economic outlook. Council's planting intention shows a decline of 5.2% for all cotton acres, results in expectations of a crop of 16.7 million bales. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.